angishiyela nomathemba
Ladysmith Black Mambazo live on WNCW this Thursday afternoon. 10 beautiful, just crystal clear voices united together in song. And it's an amazing style that originates right out of South Africa, brought to the world through this group, folks. Ladysmith Black Mambazo, speaking with Joseph Shabalala, who is an original member of Ladysmith. And you all have been together since at least 1970, right?
In fact, we are sort of celebrating 43 years.
43.
Because the group was founded in 1960.
1960?
Yes. Wow. This is what we call history told in song and dance.
Yes.
Yes.
I didn't realize it had been that long. I know it was the early 70s when your first recording came out, at least in South Africa. And then, of course, we didn't get to hear you until the mid-late 80s with the help of Paul Simon and Graceland. But 43 years.
That's exactly right. Yeah, in the 70s, we started to record. Yeah, to have a recording.
If we could talk briefly about the style of the music before we hear another example. It's called, and you're trying to coach me, Joseph, on the pronunciation of Tamiya. Tamiya.
Tamiya. That's right. Exactly right.
Tamiya.
It's a Tamiya. Tiptoe, guys.
Talk about the style of music, where it originates from. It's a very interesting history.
The music itself, it's originated from Zulu songs, dancing and wedding songs and imgobo, many different types of umgobo amanteshe, umgobo amampemvu, and the way of the Amakhulu people when they dance, they point and they stomp. And the Zulus were doing this stomping dance. Boop, 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 boop. They are quick. And then the music copied that style to be Tamiya. It was because of the complaining. The people were complaining in the townships, in the cities, because when we stomp the floor very hard, it's danger. Even the police outside, they thought maybe inside the room people are fighting.
And Ladysmith Black Mambazo, the name of your group comes from Ladysmith, your township. And describe what Black Mambazo means.
Mambazo, it's an axe, a chopping axe. That was my dream, that the group can pave the way with their voices, because an axe, you can cut the trees, you can open the way with an axe. And then Black grew up on the farm, plowing, working very hard on the farm, and then there were many oxen. And then I chose those Black ones because they were powerful of them all. And I named my group because I wished them to be powerful. And it happened.
Powerful they are. You've had a powerful influence all across the world with your travels these past many, many years, as I'm sure you know. I would love to hear another song from Ladysmith Black Mambazo.
Oh, now you remind me of my friend Paul Simon.
Homeless, we are homeless, 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 homeless Somebody sing. Somebody sing.
Hello, hello, hello.
Somebody sing. Somebody cry.
Why, why?
Somebody sing. Somebody sing.
Hello, hello, hello.
Somebody sing. Somebody cry.
Why, why?
Somebody sing.
He to man, yes, I am a fanatic.
Somebody say,
hello, hello, hello.
Somebody say, somebody cry.
Why, why?
Somebody say,
hello, hello, hello.
Somebody say, somebody cry.
Why, why?
Kulumane.
Kulumane says,
Nenze njan.
Baya chabula wasitanda. Yo, wo.
Ladysmith Black Mambazo live on WNCW, and one of the songs that introduced them to the world from Paul Simon's Graceland release so many years ago. Joseph Shabalala, founding member of Ladysmith Black Mambazo, and it was your dream so many years ago that came to you so vividly that inspired you to form this group, and you even were hearing the different harmonies in your dream, isn't that right?
I think this was just like tears of my ancestors, because we have been running away from our sound because of the foreign sound. Instead of doing competition with them, and we just ran away, we thought this old style is not working. It came to my dream that we must try, we must do this very hard, because in fact I was a guitarist. And then the time when I heard the sound from my dream at night sleeping, I took my guitar, and then the strings there, there's nothing like the harmony that I heard from above. That's why I started to be serious. I was singing this Atamiya music, but I was not serious. But that time, 1964, it just take me back from 1958 when I was a guitarist. And then I feel like, let me try. And then these guys, they said, why not? And then we carry on doing it.
What are a lot of the songs about? We, of course, don't speak Zulu. And there are a few that you sing in English. Of course, Homeless, so what you just did, we certainly know the feeling behind that and where it comes from. What are other topics that are often sung about with your songs? Is it the whole
The meaning
range?
Of the song. The meaning of the song, it's very, very important, especially even you don't understand the language, but it stimulates the mind because it's culture.
Right.
We are talking about mountains, talking about what happened at home in early times, what do we want, what is the future of us, and we are just like teachers. That's why sometimes even at home, the teachers, they love us to come and sing in front of the children, because it just inspire, it stimulate the mind, about history, everything is there.
Right, that's a good point. So even if you don't know the language, you can still pick up on the feeling.
Exactly.
Because it's hundreds, thousands of years worth of history being told through these songs, folks. Ladysmith Black Mambazo, live on WNCW.
Mutala zanjalo wapuwa wanuma
Yes, Kumbuli Sintabas and eat my matu. Umam is to me when I want to be. Niambo, no Tavamiam,
Mansingabi.
Niambo, Nihu. Niambo, no Tavina Massino. Niambo, no bye bye.
Good.
10 members of Ladysmith Black Mambazo, and thank you for being such wonderful cultural ambassadors and emissaries of South Africa.
Thank you very much. We are very happy to be here. Thank you. Bye-bye. Yes.
Bonanno Masinyani. Thank you so much.
You know even Zulu, so Bonanno Masinyani.
A little bit.
Okay.
Ngiyabonga.
Ngiyabonga. Thank you.
Back to you, Amy.
Did you know our morning host spoke Zulu? Never know what to expect here on WNCW.